With Syrian refugees now numbering over 500,000, many of them face grim conditions as temperatures drop in the region and there is a looming shortage of essential winter supplies. Father Peter Ballis is the International Director for Jesuit Refugee Services, and he told Vatican Radio's Susie Hodges that the Syrian refugees and displaced people face great hardship in the coming winter months.
The latest information what we got from our teams is that Aleppo town is besieged or cut off from supplies, and that increases, of course, shortage of food. Electricity is not anymore supplied regularly and so on. So the life of the people is getting very hard now, and then you have to also reckon the winter time. It's cold in the Middle East. Time if there's no electricity, shortage of heating and so on, it's getting very difficult for people.
And those who have actually fled their homes?
They face great difficulties too, because what our reports say from people who fled to Lebanon, and Lebanon has now almost the biggest number of Syrian refugees. Again, they have no food, they have no blankets, and it's cold. They are not in camps. And the winter, they face with the same hardships. If you stay in the city with no supply of electricity, no food, in a new situation outside, it's also almost similar difficulty. I've heard that some people who have been in the camp in North Jordan have even returned to Syria because it's obviously difficult.
Conditions are so bad there, it's better almost to go home.
Yeah, an internal report said the three children froze to dead in that camp. And so that says a lot. Supplies or whatever, it just doesn't work too well.